break.
And now we're back and I'm exhausted. I'm hanging on by a thread.
Then it's going to start all over for Christmas.
2 weeks. Yeah.
So Thanksgiving was fun. We had, it started out at my mother-in-law's. We had a little get together there for lunch. And then my best friend hosted Thanksgiving for, Stephen had to work. So he had to go in by four. So we spent it at a friend's. It's really the first time I've ever done a Friendsgiving thing, but it was so much fun. So we had a really good time. It was nice of them to do that and have the rest of us over. So we had a good time.
Mine was, this was the first one without my mom. Mm-hmm. So it was weird.
Yeah.
And then it was just my dad and I. And so I just bought food. Dad did agree to wanting food.
Yeah. Which is an improvement from what he originally had said. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. I thought that was really good. So I just went and bought meals for us instead of trying to make it.
Right.
And I was going to do like a place sitting for my mom. You know, because everybody always says, remember them. But I thought it would be too sad, so I didn't.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I didn't want it to be
sad. I would stare at it the whole time.
Yeah. So I didn't, but, you know, he talks about her nonstop. And so we talked about her a lot at lunch, but we didn't get sad. It was more just memories, which was nice. So it was a good day. I mean, I thought it was, for what was going on and where we were and everything, I thought it went really well. And it was a fun day with him.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I liked it. I didn't know what I was going to get, but, and I don't, and on Christmas, I could care less if we ever have Christmas again, the traditional exchanging presents and stuff. I don't need to do that anymore. My mom loved it, but I don't care to do that.
Not a big deal anymore.
No.
So won't do that. I tell you, you didn't buy anything at Black Friday.
I didn't, but I shop every day. Every day is Black Friday for me.
That's what Stephen gets so mad. He's like, you make it so hard to buy for yourself, for you. Like, but yeah, he figures it out.
Well, that's what my mom, you know, my family always said to me. It's like, when you just go buy for yourself. I'm like, well, yeah, because I need it then, not, you know, a month from now.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think I shopped any on Black Friday. But Black Friday starts so early now for so many.
It's like all week long.
Yeah, it's early. And so you can get the discounts without even.
There is a new red light that I want, and it's still on sale. You know, I have like a red light, like a panel that's probably about a foot and a half big, but it only suspends from my door, which is a real pain because I'm not opening and closing my door with a panel. So I always have to hold it to where I want it on my knee or on my back. It's just kind of a nuisance. So there's one that's on sale that has a, it's on a stand already. So you can angle it right over your body and you can lay down. So I think I want that for sure.
That's a good
idea.
Want
one of those beds that you wrap your whole body in.
I do too. But I really would like, I would never come out of that thing. It's like a sleeping bag, except it's red light. You slip right in it.
Yeah. So, and I want some more sweats from the Gap. I love mine.
So see, you have ideas for him.
Yes. But will he get there in time to get them?
Right. Yes.
They like to wait. That's what was so funny. Because last year I ended up, I unwrapped, he got me some, I was like, what? I've never watched Snoopy in my life. And there were some Snoopy sweats. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I can't wear these out.
That's a really random gift.
It was so random. My boys were just waiting for me to open it too. Because they were like, everyone
She's
died laughing. I'm like, really?
I mean, Snoopy.
Snoopy.
I really want to try, was what I've been reading about is hyperbaric chamber. Except it scares me a little bit. But I really do want to try it. But I guess you can't really buy a hyperbaric chamber. I guess you could buy one for your house.
What scares you about it?
I don't know. I think just being in there.
Oh, yeah. Claustrophobic-wise?
No, not even claustrophobic, but just that high, intense oxygen saturation. I don't know why. It probably, it's like we need it. But I was watching somebody. It's actually, they have two chairs in there, like almost like lounge chairs. And they were talking about going into it. And the last time they went at 30 and they were trying to get them up to 100.
Wow.
And so you had to do it. You have to do it gradually. And I thought, well, that seems a little scary to me.
So you don't explode?
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, what happens if you go fast? Does your brain explode?
It makes you wonder if it's like scuba diving.
Oh, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
the
okay.
Pressure. So, because they did say that. So it's like going how far under you go down with scuba diving. You got to go down slow. So that kind of freaks me out. But I know it's really healing.
Yeah, I get too dizzy doing, I don't know. I get dizzy so easily. I was walking through some aisles this week and I was looking to my left to look at something. And then Well, actually, just sitting right here demonstrating that to go to my left or the right just creates so much dizziness.
Has that always been that way?
I've never enjoyed looking like side to side, and I don't do well on rides that go in a circle of any kind.
I mean,
I will walk out throwing up off of a teacup. I did it. Just ask my kids. Over the fence. I couldn't even get out the gate of that ride. It was terrible. First ride of the day. So, and that's what's so bad is I went to Six Flags with a family a couple years ago. I've never been invited back. Imagine that. I rode one ride, the ship, and it was so hot at Six Flags. So hot. Plus, I don't do rides much now because of my neck. Like, I used to do roller coasters. Mm-hmm. I would never risk that now. It was so hot there that there wasn't a single line for any ride. Like, you could go on the best ride over and over and over if you wanted. But I rode that ship, and it triggered a migraine that was so intense. Like, I threw up in these people's car on the floorboard. I called Steven and was like, have an ambulance waiting on me because there's no, like, I'm depleted. I'm done. Which I'm surprised he didn't have one waiting on me because I was
bad.
As bad as I ever could have been. Oh, yeah. I just don't. When people talk about rides, I'm like, no, I'm out.
Yeah. I've only done one roller coaster in my life and I'd never do another one.
Yeah. I could do roller coasters for the most part. Mm. I just cannot do swiveling my head.
They're going in circles.
No.
Yeah. I'm not a big ride person at all. I tried the old egg trick.
I've heard about this.
Where you tap the egg with the back of a spoon when it's raw.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're going to break the egg, but you don't tap it. You just barely tap it. You mm-hmm. do it. Sometimes it takes 2 to 3 times. Sometimes it was on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
Tap it with the back of the spoon. You can hear the click, click, and then all of a sudden it's a pop.
My friend Amy said she tried it and was like, she couldn't believe it worked.
It worked. It literally releases the yolk and everything from the shell. And then when you boil it, the peeling or the shell slips right off.
So people need to Google, if you don't know what we're talking about, put in like tapping egg before. Just tapping egg. Maybe that might pull it up.
I don't know. Yeah.
It is very interesting because I've seen videos. I just haven't tried it. But now I'm going to go home and try it.
You have to try it. Because I thought, there's no way.
I want to make egg salad, but I'm not willing to do the eggs.
Yeah. I was telling you, I have organic eggs. And you literally lose half your egg because mm-hmm. it will not come off the shell. But this worked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I thought, oh, there's some sort of gimmick. There's no way. But you can hear the difference in the tap when you tap the egg and it releases it. It's a different sound. And you're oh my gosh, it just worked. And it works because then when you boil your eggs, the shell literally just slides off.
Okay. I'm going to do it when I get home.
So you have to experiment.
We have a bunch of eggs.
Yeah.
Speaking of eggs and farms, my sister's she has a miniature farm that is the coolest place in the world. And we didn't get to see her over Thanksgiving because they had 10 little goats or donkey goats.
Oh, those little tiny miniature goats.
Yes, 10 of them were born that week. Between all her, it's like all the goats all got pregnant at the same time. I guess they had a stud that was really a stud. I don't even know if you call a goat a stud.
I don't know.
Somebody's going to laugh knowing their farm stuff. But she had 10 little goats, so I need to go see them.
I love those little goats. They're so cute. Mm-hmm. They'll hop.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they're cute.
They are so cute.
And I keep seeing videos of people that have a sheep as a dog. I'm like,
No, you don't need a sheep in your house. Oh, my gosh.
I would do that.
Speaking of that, there was a guy on, I always watch that live PD if I'm up late.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped this. I don't know. They didn't stop the guy, but they had stopped something. And they were standing talking to somebody on the street. And this guy walks up with a raccoon on his shoulder. And the guy goes, that's a raccoon. The police officer said to him. And so they started talking to the guy. And it's his pet raccoon.
Uh-huh.
It's potty trained.
I grew up with two of them. You know their names?
You had two pet raccoons.
Two pet raccoons. Fully domesticated. Rocky and Daisy.
Are you serious?
That's my son's name and my dog's
and
name.
Your dog's name.
Yeah, my sister that has the farm. She had brought two raccoons home. We had a whole habitat for them and everything. No
it's
lie.
So crazy to me.
So you thought you were going to tell me something crazy. I'm like, nope, we had them.
Of course I'm not. I never am going to throw you something crazy. That's so crazy because it just hung out on his shoulder the whole time like a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. And their little hands are so cool because their little hands are like little... Like they just, little cold hands. You don't want a wild one.
No, I was going to say, the wild ones nuts. Carry rabies.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anything to do with a wild one.
Speaking of wild ones, there is a coyote hanging out in the neighborhood, Midtown. I'm sure there's more than one, but I keep seeing it and everybody keeps posting about it. But I was coming back to the office last week and it ran right beside me. So I turned around and came back and did a video of it because no one would believe me. There's a coyote in Midtown Tulsa. And then I was like, whoa, there's a lady walking this little teeny tiny dog up there.
Oh,
so I went up to her and I pulled up. I'm like, there's a coyote right there at that next corner. No, it was, I was coming back to work in the middle of the day.
Wow.
And so it freaked her out. She goes, well, what should I do? And I'm like, well, it's on that next intersection. And she said, well, I live right there. I'm like, well, you can probably get home because it was going the other way. But like my dad said, if they're hungry, you're not stopping them from getting your dog.
Mm-mm.
And they're obviously coming in because they're hungry.
Holy cow.
But it is a scroungy looking thing. It is not pretty.
I saw this picture. Somebody posted the picture and I think I saw that and it was rough looking.
Yeah. Yeah, this one was too. And I mean, every day there's somebody else posting about one. So they are definitely moving in. I said to somebody, they need to go back to where they came from. They said, they are where they came
from.
You invaded their life.
We've messed up.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then, you know, I've told you about those new cameras I have that has AI on it. So it tells you specifically what it's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I got up the one morning and I was getting ready to take my dog out. And I always look at my camera to make sure there's not somebody in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And it said a red fox climbing your fence. And I thought, oh, well, there's no red fox. Sure enough, there was a red fox climbing my fence, was in my backyard, had just climbed and jumped over.
It's like wildlife kingdom cameras.
Those cameras are amazing. It tells you the mailman. There's a mailman just delivered your mail. The guys were doing the yard, and it said there's a leaf blower in your yard. There's a guy mowing your grass. And when I take my dog out, it said there's a lady walking her dog because it's got AI on it. So it's describing everything that's happening, which is great because, like I said, it describes my car. There's a white Lexus in the driveway, backing out of the driveway. So if somebody does do something, you get the description of your car.
I've been through so many cameras, but I'll be adding those. Rocky's friend, he was at her house. They've had their nativity scene wires cut twice, not once. They got it fixed and they came back and somebody cut, and it's a clean cut. Like we've looked at it, totally clean cut. And then somebody had gone by and threw a cup of pee all over his truck. I mean, like the audacity of people, it's like honestly disgusting, especially knowing there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
like there
they don't
is
even care.
People are dumb.
Yeah,
real dumb,
and they don't care. That's what the craziest thing.
That or they're drunk, drunk to care. I don't know.
Care,
I can't even explain it. But like that's low. Both of those are really low.
I can't imagine not having cameras though. There is such a security with that, especially like I go out so much at 5 a.m. because I always have her with me because we do have wildlife in the neighborhood. And to go out there knowing that there's nobody back there because the cameras would have already alerted it. And you don't get very close to my house that I don't get an alert.
No. And what people don't understand is that with cameras, you've got personal cameras on homes. But once there's just like, say, the identity of a vehicle or tag, a vehicle with a bumper falling off and a dent in the door. And people are so naive they just don't understand how the city camera system works and how it's almost not even fair to be a criminal anymore because you're going to get found.
It's going to happen.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
If you're going from point A to point B, your vehicle is, we know who you are.
And those city cameras, that's the best thing they ever came up with for wrecks or any of that thing, the fact that they can find out exactly what happened. And dash cams.
Do not realize. Oh, yeah.
I think we all should have dash cams.
Well, now the new AI glasses are coming out, and that kind of
freaks me out, too.
I don't like that.
I don't like talking
to
somebody.
You can't have a private conversation at a table and not know if the people next to you are recording or, I don't know.
Just even the person you're talking to.
Uh-huh.
You don't know that they're not wearing the glasses.
And supposedly they've already said like that light comes on, but people already said there's already been a way to bypass that light coming on. I mean,
yeah, I'm not crazy about those.
I don't like it either. I know we're already and some people are like, well, you're already under surveillance. Oh, I get it. But we just keep adding and adding and adding to the surveillance.
But surveillance from like a city camera that's up on a pole isn't going to pick up your conversation
Opposed
to somebody standing in front of you.
It's just so much more invasive, I feel like.
Up close and personal.
But yet we can't get cameras in nursing homes.
Yeah.
And like, give me a break.
That's a whole other.
Uh-huh. That's what I might. Thing. It's funny how we can get them everywhere else. You can get them in daycares, get them in the dog kennels, but they will not put them in nursing homes very easily. I'll tell you that. Tons of hoops of germ for certain places. I guess it depends on how criminal they are, honestly.
Right. I think that's what it comes down to. The ones that know what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
Is not going to let it happen. Cameras have saved lives, though, man. They need to be everywhere. It's kind of sad that that's the life we're in now, but it's so true.
Yeah.
Definitely need it. Well, I used face tape. You know, we talked about face tape a few weeks ago or however long ago that you wear at night. It's medical grade tape.
Right.
And it's a brand called Minty, and you use it on your face to prevent sleeping wrinkles, which I have a ton because I'm a side sleeper. So I've been using them since, I don't know, it's probably been a month. Not consistently, but mostly most nights. I wore them two nights ago and took them off yesterday morning and took my skin off my face, right? I think it's a sign of age that my skin is really thin, which is really sad. But right underneath my eye, which is not under my eye, but more on the cheekbone, which is, I didn't think was that sensitive. But boy, it took the skin. I've got two little lovely marks on my face. Yeah, they were even swollen yesterday. So
I can see that.
That's lovely. So I don't know about face tape anymore. I like the concept of it. There are a lot of women that are using face tape as opposed to Botox because it's really keeping the muscles from contracting and doing all the things it does while you sleep.
I don't know when I'll be ready to retire that.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah, no time soon for me on that.
But don't do face tape. I'm done with it, I guess. Well, I'm not using it. I'm just going to use it around my eyes.
That or put the oil on it before you take it off.
Yeah.
And let it saturate. I think that would solve it.
Which is funny because, man, it sticks around your eyes like glue. That's not budging. But like around your mouth and all that, it never really fully sticks. And so it always, by the morning, it's kind of peeling off. But boy, around your face or your eyes, it's on there.
I had to really go get, I got Botox actually this week in my neck because it, like these bands from when I had my neck surgery, this one just pulls so tight and it's just causing so much extra strain that doesn't need to be there. And it pulls in all kinds of places. Hopefully that helps this band because it's just so 100% bigger than the other side that was cut through. So it just creates an evenness.
Is that latissimal bands? Is that what you're...
I guess so. Yeah. So we'll see how that works. We went a little more aggressive this time than we've tried it in the past, and it was helpful without a doubt because you could tell that it definitely helped take away that tension on him. But we'll see this time if it does a little bit better.
Does it hurt to get it there?
Not really.
I've been watching this plastic surgeon on social media, Nyack. He's in St. Louis. Holy cow. He's doing the deep plane facelifts like Kardashian had.
I can't watch that. I mean, I can watch it, but there's no way I would do a facelift. Not a chance.
The results are unbelievable with the fat transfer and the deep plane. There was a woman that he, if you haven't watched, go find his page. It's fascinating.
How do you spell it?
Nyack. I think it's Nyack. She looked like, I don't know, she's probably in her 60s, really saggy skin. The woman looks like she's in her 30s.
Isn't that crazy?
It's shocking.
There is a lady that I watch on Instagram who just had one done. And her 11-day progress has been, she has like no bruising.
Yeah.
It really is. And she lives in California. I wish I could think of her name. She's a fitness lady. And she was just like, you know, her face did not match her body. And it didn't. I mean, it had not because she really takes care of her body, but her face had just not aged the same. And she called it something different than a facelift. And I cannot remember what it was. I'll think of it maybe here in a minute. But it was a good point. She's like, I just need my face to match what I put into my body.
Well, this guy, there's very minimal bruising. And he even sews like the outsides of their eyes shut, which helps protect like the swelling underneath their eyes. It pulls that skin up. So it prevents some of that pulling of the skin to prevent that. So just for the first few days, the eyes are stitched shut on the outside.
I saw this on somebody and I was shocked.
I can't stop watching his surgeries.
Okay, yeah, I'll look for him.
He actually just did this week plastic surgery on a plastic surgeon, one of his colleagues in another, came over from another country or city. She had an accent, so I don't know where he was from, but I think his plastic surgery for face starts at $110,000 and goes up. Can you imagine?
I can imagine asking Steven for that.
No way. Yeah.
Like,
imagine though, spending $110,000 on your face. Web.
And I get there are so many people that do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's a year or two out to even get in to see him for your
that's
consultation.
That's amazing.
Yeah. $110,000 and goes up.
Wow. No, can't.
Oh, my gosh. I'm drinking that clear protein this morning from Shaklee with, I've been mixing it with apple cider, and that's really good.
Yeah.
Today, I mixed it with my white cranberry juice.
Yeah. Not so bueno.
And it's like drinking poison.
Speaking of cranberries, I did that whole viral thing you see online. I got a bag of cranberries, washed them off, picked out any soft ones that were in there. I soaked them for 24 hours. I did a poppy drink, you know, the new little flavor. Poppy. I don't know what the credit is. Mm-hmm. Anyways, soaked them in one can of poppy. And you can go, if you go to research, you can buy one can of poppy if you need to do that. And pick any flavor you want. Soak 24 hours, take them out of that, shake them in a bag of powdered sugar, and then pop them in the oven at 200 degrees for no more than 5 minutes, and then put them in the fridge. Oh, they were so good.
I did that last year for my Christmas party.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. I loved them. Yeah. I need to put that on my list today. Buy cranberries.
Yeah, that because they pop when you put them in your mouth.
Yeah,
it
was just a fun conversation, but the kids liked them. Daisy tried it out. She loved it. I couldn't give her any more because of all the sugar, but she would eat a plain cranberry, which I don't even know if the dogs can eat that.
Those things are, whew.
She eats anything. She'll eat it.
I did that last year for my party, my Christmas party, and it was a big hit just because of the.
Yeah.
It's fun.
They're interesting.
Pop,
yeah.
That crunch.
I tried to make some sweet potato fries. And I didn't do very good on that for some reason.
I do love sweet potato fries, but I think they would be tricky to make and make them really good.
Uh-huh. I tried to do it in the air fryer, but they were still kind of squishy. Yeah. Like, know why, but
yeah, I wonder.
There has to be a trick.
I've never tried to make them. Oh man, speaking of my Christmas party, that was so much fun last week.
Yes,
it was a good time.
You've been busy with that.
Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted today. I overdid it because I had another seat at the table. I had one Saturday, I had one last night, and they stayed until 11:30 last night. It was so much fun. And then I have another one on the 29th of December. Everybody was wanting to come, and so I tried to push way too many. And this girl is tired today.
Hooped.
But it's been so much fun. And as we've talked about before, everyone is so very, very different. Last night was completely different than any of the others, but really fun. So I have one more the 29th, and then I haven't booked for next year yet. Haven't had time to sit down and figure out who needs to come with who. But boy, oh boy, it's been fun.
That's good. People are going to catch on and start doing the same thing.
Well, I've had a lot of people reach out and ask me how I'm doing it and the dynamics of it. So I'm lucky because I get to experience all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had last night made 18 people that have been to dinner since September at my house.
That's incredible.
Which is fun.
That's
but
more than I've done in 2 years.
Well, me too. Normally, yeah. So it's been really fun. And I am so lucky that I get to experience it every month. Because the good news is once we go through everybody, then I'll flip the people and start over again, and you'll get to see new people.
That's fun.
Meet new people, which will be really fun. So I love it, but I'm tired today.
You've been chatting it up.
Yeah, I'm talked out. Not really. I can still talk. I love to talk. And then I was going to tell you, ChatGPT, your friend that you love so much.
I think you love.
I love ChatGPT. It's changing my life and definitely my work life for sure. I put a picture of my house from last summer.
Mm-hmm.
I uploaded into ChatGPT and I told it I wanted it to create a watercolor painting of my house in wintertime.
Love it.
And it added snow and it added garland to my front porch, and it added a wreath to my front porch and wreaths on my glass and made it look like a watercolor painting.
I love it.
So pretty.
That's awesome.
I told her I wanted it more snow, so then it had it snowing in one. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I'm using that for my Christmas card this year, which is a really fun idea.
Who will you have print it?
I'm looking at Canva can do it. Okay. Actually, Canva. Is it Canva or is it... what's the other one I use a lot? One of them, you order it through their website, but then they send it to a local, like Staples, and then Staples prints it for you, and you pick it up here, and it's like a day. later.
Okay.
I do that with all my invitations that I send out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get my invitation in the mail?
Yeah, but I talked to you, and so I was like, well, she knows I'm coming.
No. I know, but I just...
I did, yeah. It's on my table still,
the
actually.
The mail is so slow.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
People aren't, we're not even getting them, and it's like, it's been in the mail for a week, and it's local.
Yeah, no, you can't. It seems like you can't count on the mail.
It's nuts.
It's ridiculous, and it's more expensive than ever.
It is more expensive, but I like sending stuff in the mail. I feel like we get invites for so much from social media.
Oh, I miss so much because of that, because I don't look at the right.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And so I think if you really want somebody to show up for your party,
yeah,
you send them something in the mail, an actual invite through the mail system.
I think you're right on that for
but,
sure.
Man, you got to send it 3 weeks in advance because it takes forever for them to get stuff out. I don't understand it. That happened for my party this summer. Same thing. It took them weeks to get it. People were like, I still don't have the invite yet. I don't understand.
Well, I'd hate to be planning a wedding.
Well, you'd have to really plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to get it out there in time. It's nuts. Anyway, I didn't know. Some people, I hadn't heard from people. Well, everybody RSVP'd except for you.
because I told you personally. You missed that part.
I did. I just remember the fact you didn't like to put anything on your calendar.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I showed up. I was there. I totally thought you knew. Because I remember looking at the RSVP thing. I'm like, well, she knows I am coming. So I don't know where the disconnect was on there, but I'm glad I surprised you.
Yeah, you did surprise me. I was caught off guard. I was worried I didn't have something with your name on it.
Oh, that's fine. Nah.
But we didn't get to do it anyway because it was too cold and it didn't work.
Uh-huh.
It was cool. I did it by myself, and it was meaningful. Yeah.
Aw.
Kind of just like that.
You tell my sciatic nerves driving me insane right now. It's like if I sit for too long, it just starts firing off. And we just injected for it last week. But, man, it just drives me crazy.
Wonder what you can do about that.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll figure something out, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, because that's painful.
I will say, I'm telling you what, it was so weird this morning, because I do try to do the whole Asian squat thing. The fact that I can Asian squat
again. The fact that you can Asian squat.
Knowing that I need a full-on knee replacement. Let me tell you, if anybody is out there that has lost range of motion in their knee because of needing a knee replacement, like, it is confirmed I need my knee replaced. I had literally lost my flexibility in it overnight just because of the swelling and things like that. I will every day, I would say maybe 5 days a week, I stand on that lacrosse ball and really loosen up my fascia on my feet. And then I'll stretch and touch. I make sure my hands can go flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I go down into, let me just tell you, a month ago, I could not just relax into an Asian squat. But now I can totally support myself with no hands on the ground, fully Asian squat, needing a knee replacement. It's astounding to me. It really does blow my mind. And I know it probably has to do with taking BCP. I know that has to have helped, maybe, I assume. But you can even look at it and tell the inflammation's down. Like, it's not as swollen. But I think my commitment to trying to get to back to a stretching point has made a big difference.
Yeah.
So, man, if that's the case, and somebody's in that situation, do not let yourself tighten up like that.
I can't even fathom how I could get
I've just got to get that muscle back now on my leg. Because it's really just kind of, I feel like withered away because my leg's been so babied over it.
Yeah. And so, I used to just hang out in an Asian squat. That's how I would just sit.
Get back to it.
I can't even imagine how I could.
Start trying it. Roll that ball, because I'm telling you, rolling that ball loosens up everything. It's the craziest thing how it works. Start with that, and then just start day by day touching the ground. Because it does feel so good to do that, and then to kind of press your knees apart. Mm. And it's crazy how much that helps.
But speaking of BPC, I have a friend that has started taking it. She fell and sprained her ankle. And so she was getting it to help with her ankle. And then as she just got it, like, I think the day before, and then she got frozen shoulder, which is so common with women with no hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And she started injecting that into her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a week later, maybe not quite a week. She was putting her hand up above her head.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Frozen. And she, that BPC, mm-hmm. on her first day, she got relief immediately. Then it kind of got worse the second day. And then she did it again the third day. And then since then, it's just improved, improved, improved. That's I can't awesome. Imagine my life without it.
No, it's really made a big difference.
We're out of time. We made it.
Until next week.
We'll see you next week.